section86.com. We're changing the world of podcasting one show at a time.
A new year, a fresh start.
Yeah, and we've already had Show Our Band from Facebook, and I pissed off a listener. We're starting off with a bang.
You know, if you guys cleaned it up a little bit, you probably wouldn't have all these problems.
What's the fun in that?
Yeah, everybody and their brother has a podcast about real country music. We just stand out from the rest with all our smut.
Adult humor.
My bad. Adult humor.
But don't you get tired of talking about porn, whacking off, and zitty butts?
Hell no!
Government of the people, for the people, by the people.
Speech. The First Amendment protects material, presumptively.
We don't talk about harassment, sexually brutalizing women in my music, man. We don't do that in my music, man. I'm tired of you saying that.
We've got white dollar people trying to crap our style, saying we're too nasty and we're too live. Corrupted politicians playing games, bringing us down to boost their fame. They must be joking, thinking we were poor, but they're like flies moving the wall. We stand tall from beginning to end, with help from fans and all our friends. Freedom of speech will never die, for us to have our ancestors died. Don't keep thinking that we will quit, we'll always stand and never sit. We're too live, too black, too strong, doing the right thing and not the wrong. So listen up, y'all, to what we say. We won't be banned in the USA.
For adults.
If it's an adult show, you have to be 18.
Luke's concerts are for adults.
If it's an adult show, you have to be 18. Our record is a year old, but with all the publicity, there's a lot of people, curiosity is aroused. We're selling records to a totally different audience.
I take a precaution that nobody else has. I stick up my album, I made two versions, and I still got these clowns running.
The First Amendment gave us freedom of speech. So what you're saying, it didn't include me? I like to party and have a good time. There's nothing but pleasure written in our rhyme. I know you don't think we'll ever quit. We got some people on our side that won't take your lip. We're gonna do all the things we wanna do. You can't stand to see a brother get as rich as you. This is the 90s and we're coming on strong, saying things and doing things that you're saying's wrong. Rising up, cause on election day, we'll see who's banned in the USA.
It says here we should work in teams. Who wants to be my spotter?
I don't think you should be doing too much gambling tonight, Alan.
Gambling? Who said anything about gambling? It's not gambling when you know you're going to win. Counting cards is a foolproof system.
It's also illegal.
It's not illegal. It's frowned upon, like masturbating on an airplane.
I'm pretty sure that's illegal, too.
Yeah, maybe after 9/11, where everybody gets so sensitive. Thanks a lot, Bin Laden.
Either way, you gotta be super smart to count cards, buddy, okay?
Oh, really?
It's not easy.
Okay, well, maybe we should tell that to Rain Man, because he practically bankrupted a casino, and he was a retard.
What?
He was a retard.
Welcome, everyone, to another gripping episode of It Burns When I Pee, episode 37, Banned in the USA. And here is your host, the podcasting god,
Amen.
Blake Clayton.
Nice. It's pretty cool we have like a chick can introduce us.
You like that, don't you?
I like that. I am your host, Blake Clayton, and this is my co-host, Uncle Bubba.
Good evening.
This is like four in a row, five in a row now for you?
Five, I believe.
Wow, you're on it. You've done
I'm
more,
on fire.
You've done more episodes than Creepy Guy did in a
awesome.
Year.
Awesome. That's awesome.
And, of course, we have the lovely Mrs. Bubba, who is going to be holding up the fort tonight. How are you, Mrs. Bubba?
I'm doing well.
Just well?
Just well.
Okay. Well, I want to start off by saying thank you for being on the show, in case I forget.
Thank you.
Get that out of the way right now before you
And I want to thank you for the shitty Mountain Dew. I really appreciate it.
It's made with real sugar.
Dude, that's really my fault. I was all like fucking jacked up because I saw this really cool Mountain Dew. It was the original. I thought didn't know the Mountain Dew was actually different, but yeah, that's
just like
terrible.
Every throwback jersey I've ever seen in sports. It's a big letdown.
Yeah, it's pretty disappointing.
I like the logo though. There's a guy with a moonshine and
it does say Yahoo for Mountain Dew.
Ooh, yes. So, you know, I want to make sure I get my thank yous out of the way because I don't want another nasty voicemail.
There's plenty more if you want some.
Yeah, there's two 12-packs that...
We'll have some more in next episode.
Yeah, when you come over to do the Valentine's Day episode, it'll still be here for you.
Well, I thought maybe you just bought two 12-packs because it's a limited time only.
No, I thought it was regular Mountain Dew and I was going to drink the shit, but then I opened it and it tastes terrible.
Okay, so we're doing episode 37 of It Burns When I Pee, and... Why don't you go ahead and tell us about the show lineup there, Bubba?
All right. Tonight on the show, we've got music by Opie Hendrix, Heinrich 13, and the Devilgrass Pickers, Ando and the Jolly Barrels. We've also got an interview and music from our featured artist, Pee Wee Moore. We're going to talk about me pissing off a listener, the movie The Hangover, our run-in with censorship on Facebook. We've got a lot of stuff to talk about tonight. Mm. We also have contact information, a special surprise phone call.
Yeah, and there's a song that's going to go with that special surprise phone call.
And guess what else we've got? Much, much more.
Much, much more. I love when he does a much, much more.
I do that just for you.
It's kind of like what I tell the ladies when I get them in the bedroom. I'm like, I take my pants off, and I'm like, you like this? There's going to be much, much more.
Why, you got other people hiding in the closet?
Yeah. I have remote control stuff.
That's good.
All right, so since, you know, we entitled the show Banned in the USA because It Burns When I Pee experienced their first bout with censorship, which I cannot believe.
I'm pretty proud of us.
It's actually our second because we did get the letter from the attorney about using people's names.
Well,
but,
yeah.
So one morning, I woke up and got on my Facebook, and I do believe it happened for you as well.
Oh, yeah, it did.
Because we're both administrators for the IBWIP Facebook page. And then huge, like, it took up 3/4 of the page. It said, whoa, ho, ho.
You fucked up.
You fucked up. And why don't you tell us what was the big problem?
Well, they took our show art from last month, which was a lovely young Asian girl in a Santa Claus outfit with our logo on it. and said it was inappropriate.
Right. And the thing is I covered up with our logo, I covered up her enormous rectum.
Because it was gaping, wasn't it?
Gaping rectum. I covered it up. So I was like, there's nothing, you know, I didn't even think twice about it. The only other thing I can think of is because it was entitled Christmas.
Could be. Either way, it's bullshit.
Right. Well, one of the things I did find out later on was that we had a fan make a comment under it before it got taken off.
Yeah.
And the comment was something in regards to, is that girl even 13? I'm like, and
she looked a little young, but she was a baby.
All
age.
Asian girls look young.
That's right.
They're like 60, and you're like, I bone her. She's 12. I mean, 17. No. So, I don't know. I MySpace didn't.
No.
They didn't
do. It was fine there.
Yeah. But we also, not only did we get this big, humongous block on top of the, our stream.
That's right, because that's not enough
right,
to let us know
enough.
We fucked up.
Yeah, we need more, because we're like, I guess we're like 13-year-old kids having a Facebook page and don't know how to read. But I also got an email.
Yep, I got the same one.
And I would like to read it to you, if you don't mind. Do you
Please
mind?
Please read.
No, I don't mind.
Okay, I'm just trying to get you involved. So it says, hello, which, that was nice.
Hi.
Hi, how you doing? You uploaded a profile picture that violates our terms of use. And this picture has been removed. Facebook does not allow photos that attack an individual or group or contain nudity, drug use, violence, or other violations of the terms of use. These policies are designed to ensure that Facebook remains a safe, secure, and trusted environment for all users, including the many children who use the site. So, instead of taking the time to find all these pedophiles that are on Facebook, they're going to
take off our show art.
She wasn't naked.
No.
And this isn't there. That
she wasn't
she
naked.
Has to be
she
naked.
Wasn't smoking a joint or freebasing cocaine.
There wasn't violence in it.
I'd like an explanation.
Well, and I thought about it, but then I was like, really?
Yeah, like Facebook's ever really going to reply to you.
Right. Yeah. I mean, if it was MySpace, I would, because Tom would definitely reply to me. He wanted to be my
good
friend.
Good old Tom.
He wanted to be my friend the first day I had an account.
He wanted to be my friend, too.
I know.
Yeah, he wanted to be my friend.
Oh. So I guess I'm not as cool as I thought
I guess
I was.
Not.
So
Tom's a MySpace slut.
So what do you think, Mrs. Bubba? What do you think about you? You saw the show art. You're a woman.
Mm-hmm.
And that's why we played Band in the USA
that's
by
right.
our friends,
that's right.
Two Live Crew, because we were like, you know.
Wait, did you say our friends, the Two Live Crew?
Well, yeah.
Do you know Luther Campbell?
Well, yeah. I played for the University of Miami football team, and he gave me some money for cracking some heads.
Okay.
I didn't think there was anything wrong with it.
Was she hot? I thought she was hot, too.
Yeah, she was hot.
So, okay, so just to review, we did not, did we attack an individual or a group?
Nope.
No.
Okay. Was there any nudity?
Unfortunately, no.
No, there was not.
And I was going to leave the picture with the gaping rectum.
You should have now. Christ, we got banned anyway.
Okay, so she wasn't smoking any drugs, didn't have a, and how many pot leaves do you see on people's?
Oh, all over the place.
Right. And there wasn't any violence, I wasn't smacking her, I wasn't saying, choke that bitch.
Did you want to smack her?
Oh, I want to smack her on the ass, yeah, and tell her to call me Big Daddy, but that's beside the point. And, so I guess the only thing that could have been was the other violations of the terms of use.
I guess. I don't know. I never really read them. I just signed up.
Okay.
I said, yeah, I read them.
So my 2 cents on this is Facebook, you can suck my big fat wanker, and I promise you that the Valentine's Day show art will be even more inappropriate.
That's fantastic. Great. We're getting banned permanently from Facebook.
Yeah. So I look forward to that.
That's all right. I definitely look forward to seeing the picture.
Yeah. Maybe I'll have a picture of me and my penis with a little card construction paper heart.
If that is the show art, I don't want to see
you know,
it.
Remember when you used to make hearts with construction paper? You fold it in half? Okay. Well.
Is that all? I thought you were going to go somewhere with that.
You forgot to say cut it out.
You just folded it in half.
You fold the paper, you hold
and
it, you go,
magically, you
I
get
wish
a heart.
For a heart.
Jesus.
Which is the Wizard of Oz one that wanted a heart?
That would be the Tin Man. Man.
The gay one.
He was gay?
He's gay.
How do you know he's gay? Do you know
Have
him?
Have you seen him?
No.
I guess not. What made him gay?
Well,
okay,
Bubba,
okay. I know what would have made him gay,
penis in his anus.
But what was it about him in the movie that made you come to the conclusion that he was gay?
It was his songs and his voice.
And kind of, they're all kind of gay as
like
they were
this,
skipping down the yellow brick road.
I would think the lion would be 10 times more gay than the Tin Man because he was like, he had bows in his hair.
You sounded just like him.
I don't know if I could do it now. I'm on the spot. But he had bows in his hair and he had courage.
Wow.
I need some courage.
My God.
So that's where the show title comes from in the Two Live Crew song is Band in USA because...
You're feeling connected with them now.
Yeah.
You get that feeling?
And I'm sure all the listeners loved hearing a whole song by Two Live Crew.
Yeah. Next month, maybe we'll play Pop That Coochie.
I love Pop That Coochie. Maybe we...
That was the clean version, though.
We will... Well, we can't play another Two Live Crew song, but I think I have one in mind from The Hangover. And it kind of has an oriental feel to it. Anyway. So, okay, that's our Facebook bullshit. And they can suck my big fat wanker, and they can suck Mrs. Bubba's left tit, preferably.
Why the left?
Because I'm right-handed.
Oh,
so I just try to go
okay.
You're not sucking her tit.
Oh, because Bubba's right-handed.
Thank you.
Oh, and one more thing before we go on to the first song. Every time I come over to Beans and Frank's studio, which I love to do, and I do often, and I go to the bathroom, I always enjoy closing the door and seeing your humongous bras hanging there. The last two times I've been over, I have not been able to sniff them.
I took it down. Because it creeped me out, dude.
That I was looking at him?
Yes.
Frankly, she came out one day and she had the bra on her hand and there was some sticky white substance on it and it was right after you had left and I told her to burn that bitch and never hang another one on the door.
Okay, well, I'll have to sniff something else in your bathroom then. So
that's just gross. let's go on to the first song. What do you say?
All right, what are we going to play?
Let's listen to Fire It Up from Opie Hendrix and his album... Chupacabra.
Chupacabra. What does chupacabra mean?
Actually, you know, I did a little research online
today.
Look at
Mr. Bubba Man. He's just
Would you
about
like
it.
Me to just kind of read this?
That would be wonderful before we get into the song about marijuana.
El Chupacabra is a legendary beast originating mostly in South America and Mexico, but recently claimed to be invading the southern United States. Its name means goat sucker.
Goat, what part of the goat does it suck?
I don't know.
Okay.
It is so named for its supposed preferred diet of blood, which it usually drains from livestock. There have been some very limited accounts of people being attacked by El Chupacabra. There are various descriptions of the beast, the more modern ones seeming to focus on the foolish belief of some people in Texas that coyotes with severe and deforming mange are the legendary creature. Pretty cool.
Wow.
I wouldn't be around an El Chupacabra.
Well, probably because there's no such thing.
Now, see, you're going to get into this discussion with me, aren't you?
You know what? You're good. That's why you're my co-host, because exactly I'm going to get into this discussion
because
with you.
You know that I and Mrs. Bubba are huge fans of the supernatural. I love ghost hunting shows.
Oh, my God.
All that kind of stuff.
Right.
And frankly, your disbelief in it is somewhat disheartening.
Yeah, your little comments the other night while we were trying to watch it, and then you saying, oh, that's not real, and just shaking your head.
But
we were believing it.
But I really try to keep my comments to myself for the most part, because I really... I think... What was the name of that show?
Ghost Adventures.
Ghost Adventures.
Ghost Adventures. Okay. This is the problem I have with Ghost Adventures. Okay? The host... What's his name?
Zach
is way too dramatic, so he makes it seem even faker. And I don't like his hair.
I'm buying the shit.
Okay.
I'm buying it. And Mrs. Bubba's buying it.
Sometime I get touched in the middle of the night and I wonder what it is.
Yeah, that's me.
Right, yeah. That's just Bubba's
Now see, we had this discussion the other day when you
does
were
over
here.
Does it go through you like a ghost? Like, does it go through you? Like, how can a ghost touch you? Didn't you ever see Casper? He just goes through walls.
That's a cartoon, dude.
Oh, I thought that was real.
But, you know, we had this discussion the other day, and then we were over at your studio apartment.
Yeah, studio apartment with the blue
And we brought it up to your female roommate. And what did she tell you? Do you remember?
No, I don't remember.
That she herself believed that she had an encounter in your house. And you were a little creeped out.
Nah, yeah, I don't know. I think it's all in your imagination. I'm like, if I really, really want to be visited by a ghost, I'm going to be visited by a ghost. You know what I'm saying?
It's not a ghost, it's a spirit.
Okay, now that you've done that, what's the difference between a ghost and a spirit?
A ghost is like Casper, like, ooh. A
like
spirit.
Ooh.
A spirit is energy.
Yeah, they have so many, like, of these
EMF meters.
They would be EMF
meters. Yeah, EMF meters, and they have all these cameras. And
infrared cameras.
Mrs. Okay. Bubba's really into it.
So they have all this fancy equipment, and a lot of times they have to tell you on the screen what the spirit said. You know, like, they think the spirit said, "Get out of my way." Now, if the equipment is so good, they wouldn't have to write, "Get out of my way" on the screen.
But if you listen to it, you can hear that.
Only because your eyes have went to your brain already to saying, "Get out of my way." You know, so when you see it...
That's actually a pretty intelligible argument for me.
Yeah, it goes to your brain, and then your brain says to your ears, "Hear that?" What he's saying is... "Get out of my way."
Look, I don't knock your Asian fetish. Leave my supernatural stuff alone.
Okay, so let's do it. Let's get fired up. Here is the one, the only, Opie Hendrix.
You are listening to the latest and greatest episode of It Burns When I Pee, the podcast. Since you obviously enjoy listening to great free podcasts, may we suggest verbal abuse? Hello out there in internet land, I'm the Big Dad.
And I'm Hoof Dog. And you know what? Verbal Abuse, the podcast, is about everything. We discuss the latest in celebrity deaths, pop culture in general, politics, whatever comes to our mind, relevant or not. Two fine young Canadian gentlemen bringing our unique views, not at all educated or unbiased, in a free-flowing forum with great musical selections and no topic off-limits.
To check us out, go to iTunes and search for Verbal Abuse under podcasts, or go to verbalabuse.podbean.com to stream our show directly from your computer. You can also follow us on Twitter at twitter.com/verbalabusecast and send us emails at verbalabusepodcast@live.com. We now return you to It Burns When I Pee, and remember, you
just been verbally abused.
Yeah, this message to that motherfucking Uncle Mama, talking about the legendary cockfighter. Shit. And saying his wife don't be liking black cocks? You must be crazy, motherfucker. If your wife had some of this sweet, sweet Leon's black cock, she'd never go back to you, motherfucker, because you know what they say. Once you go black, your ass needs to be re-sleeved. I fight some real cock, motherfucker. For real. Yeah.
All right, folks. Welcome back to episode 37. We're on segment number 2.
Already?
Already on segment number 2, 45 minutes later.
Flies by.
Time flies.
All right, Bubba. The listeners just got done listening to the voicemail.
I pissed that guy off.
Yeah, I think you did.
I think his name was Leon.
Leon Black.
Leon Black.
I don't think that was his real name.
Probably not.
It was probably Leon Washington. Whoa, sorry. So, okay, this is another reason why, you know, we were talking banned in the USA, you know, censorship. First of all, I found his language offensive.
It was offensive.
I mean, I was like, whoa. I mean, whoa.
He started referencing my wife's punani.
Yeah.
Nobody needs to talk about that.
Not that way. I mean, when I talk about it, it's gentle and sensitive.
You just make it tingle.
I don't talk about rough and something to do with you need to replace your sleeve.
I don't really know what that meant. Sweet black cock.
Yeah.
And you know, the thing is maybe I wasn't clear when we first talked about this last month. I didn't mean that my wife doesn't like black cock. She's never had it, so she couldn't know if she liked it.
All I know is it smells good. I checked it earlier.
You smelled black cock?
No, not
oh,
black.
Oh, she was talking about her vagina.
Oh, I was referencing from last show.
No stinky pinky.
That's right.
She's like, Blake's coming over. We're recording a show. She goes,
I better make sure I'm clean.
She goes, dippity-doo. Check on the oil.
He's licking his fingers.
Yeah. Never lick your own fingers. Okay.
Yeah, especially when you scratch your ass as much as you do.
Yeah, anyway. So the guy thinks that Mrs. Bubba needs some black.
But really, all I was trying to say was what she wanted for Christmas were black Crocs.
Oh.
The shoes.
Fuzzy ones.
Did you get those for Christmas?
I did.
Okay.
I wear them every day.
And you took it as black Crocs. And I was just trying to get my point across that she wanted black Crocs, not black cocks. So Leon, or whatever the hell your name is, I offended you, yeah, I'm not sorry.
Right, I was going to say, don't apologize.
I'm not sorry.
I just found it offensive.
No, he was offensive.
It was offensive.
I'm glad he didn't say anything about my mom.
I got hate mail.
Do you? Yeah, exactly. I mean, I got a letter from an attorney, which was kind of cool, but to get an actual voicemail from person saying...
Yeah, that's a first for us.
Yeah, so that was kind of cool. It was cool, but, you know, hey, clean up the language a little bit. This is a family show. This is a family show.
It is a family show.
Notice earlier I said rectum instead of asshole?
I was surprised you knew the word rectum.
Well, okay. Yeah. I was about ready to give you too much information.
Uh-oh.
Nice.
You almost spit out your generic Mountain Dew.
Yeah.
What's the difference between a rectum and an anus?
It's the same thing. The rectum is more of a medical term.
One is the actual hole, and one is the tube.
Ooh. Mrs. Bubba used to be in the medical field.
But I don't know which one is which. I can't remember.
I would think the rectum would be the hole. And the
why would you think that? What gives you the basis for that discovery?
I just think that if you look at it, you're like, wow, that's a rectum.
See, I think it looks like an anus.
I think the anus is the hole and the rectum is the tube.
Go figure. Blake's wrong again.
Okay, so if there's any medical professionals out there that listen to this show, which I would, that's
probably pretty doubtful.
If there's anybody that can tell us the difference between a rectum and an asshole, or as you call it, the anus.
The anus.
Right.
Of course, you know, that would require us to get some feedback from our fans.
Yes, this was going to be the first show ever that we didn't get any fan feedback.
None.
And I don't know where Paul's at.
Paul!
And Donnie doesn't leave voicemails anymore because he has his own show. So.
Wow. I'm not feeling the love this month.
I'm not feeling the love. I thought the Christmas episode went really, really well.
I mean, God, we did. 'Twas the night before Christmas for everybody. I thought we put our best foot forward and delivered a great show.
Maybe it's one of those things that has to sink in.
You think?
Maybe they're all just shocked and amazement that I'm here, and it's going to take a while. And next time it's going to be fan feedback.
Mrs. Bubba's intimidating.
Yeah, she's maybe that's what it
interesting
is.
Interesting thought.
I like how she's half full.
Yeah. Yeah.
So I'm half empty.
That cup is half full.
I do try and stay half full.
That's good, babe.
She's like, I don't go three quarters full. I stay
just
at half.
Stay at half.
Just at half.
We'll take half.
So, okay, so we obviously, you know, we talked about the voicemail. We're over it now. I don't think Leon was black myself.
Yeah, I don't think so either.
But what else did we do while our Christmas break together?
We watched a lot of The Hangover.
I watched a tremendous amount of The Hangover.
You watched it like 17 times.
Right, I'm on my number 17. I think it's a fucking hilarious show.
I personally have to say, easily the funniest movie I've seen in the last 10 years.
And it's one of those ones you can watch like numerous times and get different jokes, and I want to discuss it, but we got to be careful not to give away like certain
the
parts
differences
of,
between
right. But you know, one thing is you should watch the movie on the regular version first,
yep,
and then watch the unrated version because it's
so much more happens in the unrated version.
Right.
It answers a lot of your questions,
right? So,
and by the way, will you please stop jacking your little weenus?
Carlos.
That's a great name for a baby. If I have another baby, Carlos.
I've been referred to as Fat Jesus.
Wow, that would be offensive.
That is offensive.
But what did you think of the show, Mrs. Bubba?
The show was great.
Not this show, the movie. I'm sorry.
The movie was great. Yeah.
Is there any,
that's what I meant.
Was there anything in particular that you liked best? Not necessarily a scene, but is there anything particularly you liked about the movie the best? Or?
It was the baby.
Yeah.
And the missing tooth.
The missing tooth and the baby. Yeah, that was awesome. How about you? Any, like, storyline or actual scenes, I guess?
I think probably my favorite scene is in the wedding chapel with Eddie.
Yeah, Eddie was awesome. And you know,
I'm kind of disappointed because you never find out what happened to Eddie.
Right, that was what bothered me is you never, even in the unrated version, even in all the extra stuff, you didn't find out what happened to Eddie. He's biting my bowl. You know,
Eddie was great.
Yeah, he was awesome.
Great scene.
For me, one of the funniest scenes was like one of the grossest things to imagine is when the guy jumps out of the back
the trunk,
the back of the trunk, and he's on Phil like. His crotch is right in his face.
He says, you guys know fuck on me.
And then he's like, I'm on your side. I hate Godzilla. He destroys cities. That's Zach. I don't know what his last name is. The actor that plays Alan.
Yeah,
Zach
I don't know what his
something
last name
real
is.
Long. But so if you haven't checked out The Hangover, definitely.
No, don't even bother renting it. Just go buy
just
a copy.
Buy it.
Yeah, don't waste your.
You're just wasting $4.
Like I said, I watched it 17 times.
Over and over.
I think we're going to watch it tomorrow.
That sounds like
a plan.
We're
both off work.
Yeah.
We'll watch it tomorrow.
Are you guys off for
Martin Luther King Day?
Wow. Well.
Hear that, Leon?
Yeah. I'll show you, motherfucker. I'll celebrate somebody's birthday. Oh, Lord. Oh, so, yeah. The Hangover.
I can't believe you said that.
It's true. He's not going to work because of Martin's birthday.
I'm just letting Leon know. I'm celebrating Martin Luther King Day.
Okay. He's like,
all right, Leon, listen here. You're going to talk about my wife needing some big black cock? Well, I need a day off work. So thank you, Mark.
That's right.
God.
I don't take Casimir Pulaski Day off, but goddamn it, MLK Day is the one.
Oh, speaking of Casimir Pulaski Day, he was Polish, but this is a Jewish story. I got a little story. So the other day, we've already done fucked everything now, so I'm going to go ahead and tell the story. So the other day, there was some issues at our employer with the paychecks, okay? Mm-hmm. Some people's were incorrect and were shorted cash. Well, a gentleman that sits in front of me that I find myself to be good friends with, you know, we kind of bounce stuff off each other. I know where to go and where not to go. Well, he thought that he had gotten overpaid. So when the person that comes that does the payroll, I'm not going to name his name because that'd be wrong.
Is it Crazy Eye?
Yes, it is. I guess. Okay. So
she didn't say his name,
right? So he comes over and let's say Bob sits in front of me. Okay, Bob sits in front of me, and okay. Jake does the payroll.
Okay.
Okay. So Bob says to Jake, "Hey, I think I got a little too much money here," and Jake says, "Oh, really?" And I go, and like I said, this is the comment that I made. I said, "Wow, at least you know he's not Jewish because he's trying to give you the money back." And oh my God, you think that I said something racist?
Wow,
was that racist? Or seriously, you can tell me because I don't get it.
Yeah, it's pretty off color.
It was off color.
Yeah.
The guy's not black though.
It's offensive to Jews.
Okay.
Which, well, you're not Jewish, you didn't know.
Right, yeah, I'm not rich, I don't know.
And frankly, you don't take offense to anything. Yeah, so.
But, and, was it Zach? Was the guy's name? Zach turned around and looked at me and he's like, this is what makes me mad. While he was laughing his ass off, he was laughing, not like, I'm uncomfortable. He was laughing and, that's funny. He goes, You can't be saying that.
In other words, I think it's funny, but it's inappropriate, and you need to shut the hell up so I don't get in trouble.
Right, exactly. So I guess I need to apologize to Jewish people. I didn't know. I just didn't think you gave a lot of money back.
Yeah, I see where you're coming from. It's
Would
cool.
you have given the money back?
Hell no!
No, I wouldn't have.
So I'm an honorary Jew because I wouldn't give the money back?
Why would you give? You keep all you can.
You get fucked over by the government, by your employer, by society, by everybody except your favorite podcast. You get fucked over. Somebody gives you 10 or 12 extra bucks.
Take it and be happy.
Right. If it was an old lady who dropped it, I'd give it back.
No, you wouldn't.
Yes, no, I would for an old lady.
Okay, what if it was a 25-year-old lady.
Fuck no. Right. Unless she was hot.
I was trying to get my point across.
Unless she was hot.
I just wanted people to understand that you're not really that good of a person.
It's just like the $10 smoking thing.
What's that?
What?
The insurance, $10 smoking.
Oh, yeah.
That's a fucking ripoff just because you smoke.
Uh-oh. Mrs. Bubba's getting pissed.
If I don't smoke, you're going to give me $10 off, what, my copay or something? Or my whole... Like,
it's off your premium.
It's off your premium. You get $10, which is 20 bucks a month.
Wait, realistically, it equates to $260 a year.
Okay.
That's a lot of money.
If I would have been a dishonest person, like, let's say, a Hispanic.
You can't be saying stuff like that.
I know, but I'm just trying to... It's trying to be funny now.
Or if you smelled like an Italian person.
Right, exactly. Now, wouldn't I just say, no, I don't smoke when I filled it out? When I filled it out, if I just said I don't smoke? What are they going to do? I'll get my...
Nothing, because I think Mrs. Bubba did put this, she doesn't smoke.
No, I was honest.
Oh, that's right. You changed your mind.
I was going to put on there, but I figure I smoke at work, so they'd catch me.
Yeah.
So... I don't know. I think it's a bunch of crack of bullshit. Crack-a-lackin' bullshit.
Taking advantage of the smokers again.
Yeah. I mean, that to me, that is off-color for the insurance company because they're discriminating against me because I smoke a cigarette. How's that work out for you?
Yeah, no, that's not the same thing at all.
Okay. Well, I didn't mean to offend anybody. But I, it was
just for the record, I'm not offended.
Oh, well, that's all that matters. But I seriously, I think if I said it to be vindictive or like that.
Vindictive, big word for you.
But if I was saying it to be rude or mean or hateful or not giving people lighters, you know, but if I was saying it like that, then hell yeah, I was out of line. The thing with the.
But you didn't know. The thing, you didn't know any better.
People need to understand that Blake is not highly educated and he makes a lot of mistakes.
No, here's my thing. If I'm watching Jerry Seinfeld and he's Jewish. And he makes jokes about Jews, or Jewish. I don't know. Is it bad to say Jews, too? Am I not supposed to say Jews?
I don't know. I call them Jews.
Okay, so...
I call Mexicans wetbacks and spicks.
Oh, my God. Wow. All right.
Is that off color?
I don't know what color it is, but it's off color. But no, I'm not a racist person. I don't like anybody.
Yeah, that's
so that's why I think it's okay. Now, if I would have been saying... Well, you can tell. He, you know, if I would have done it like all shitty like, then I can understand. But okay, so I don't know. So I guess I now have to apologize to Jewish people. I'm sorry I offended you. I'm sorry, Matt. I'm sorry. Okay. I'm sorry.
Spit it out, son.
I'm sorry Uncle Bubba said something about wet bat.
And spicks.
And I thought they were the same thing.
They are.
Well, I only have to apologize to one, then. You're the only person that didn't say anything off color.
Oh, okay, so we're now apologizing to the Mexicans.
Well, let's just apologize to everybody in the world.
Yeah, because we're going
to
offend them
all. Okay, I apologize to the gooks.
Wow. We've hit an all-time low.
If we don't get fan feedback from this show, these people, there's nobody listening.
Notice we didn't say anything bad about people that wear kilts.
Right.
They're from Scotland.
Right.
And we like Paul.
We like Paul. So we're not going to say anything about...
I would like to know if Paul owns a kilt.
We're not going to say anything about Canadians either, because
that's
we got
right.
some new best friends that
that's
are Canadians.
Right.
And tonight I'm wearing a toque. I'm wearing a toque.
I was supposed to wear mine and I forgot it.
But we have some new friends from a show called Verbal Abuse... The Verbal Abuse Podcast.
That's right.
And they're up from one of the Providences.
The Great White North.
Yeah. And so I guess I'm sorry to you guys. I'll probably say something offensive to you.
At some point, we're going to offend those guys too, I'm sure. So
I don't
we'll
know
apologize
what,
in advance.
We like people. I mean, I have Mexican people that I like. I have Canadian people that I like. I have Italian people that I'm scared of.
Really? Like who?
You know, there's a big couple, big couple of Italian guys that I figure I have a contract.
You know, there's white people that I don't like.
Oh, honkies,
the white trash,
goddamn
honkies.
Crackers,
cracker honky. You know, keeping the man down.
The ones that have their Christmas lights up year round. You know those type of people.
So you're talking about lazy people?
They are.
Yeah,
they are. They're white trash.
Yeah.
Did you watch the show Hoarders on A&E?
Oh, yeah. My mom's going to be on
that
show. My mom's going to have to be on that show very soon.
Oh, yeah. Someday she'll be on
it. I can't walk in certain places in the house anymore. There's like a little pathway. But I didn't mean to offend anybody. It was a fucking joke. Going back where we're supposed to be now, the podcast Verbal Abuse. They
are Canadian brothers.
They're our Canadian brothers, eh? And now, was that offensive too?
Probably.
Really? This is the way they talk. I mean,
the first couple episodes I listened to, I really enjoyed.
Yeah.
Thought they do a good job.
I think they tell it like it is.
Yeah.
And that's what
they're kind of like the Canadian version of us.
Without the music and talking about rectums. But other than that, yeah, they tell it like it is. So maybe they inspired me a little bit to tell that Jew joke.
Thanks, guys.
Thanks. Thank you, Verbal Abuse, for giving me the confidence, the strength, and the courage to obviously get booted off the internet because I made some comments and made people mad and got booted off of Facebook. You know what? Everybody just fucking banned me from everything.
Wow. We don't need to do Bubba's 2 cents tonight because Blake just gave his.
I'm surprised that women aren't offended by what I say. Like, to me,
oh,
that's more
offensive. They're offended. Trust me, there's plenty of them that are offended by the things you say.
There's only one.
The one you slapped?
No. That's not for... There's a story behind that, and so you can't just say, oh, that girl that you slapped, it makes me seem like some kind of fucking wife beater or woman beater or girl beater or friend beater. I've never hit a woman.
It was a.
I've kicked the shit out of one, but I've never hit one.
Was it a tap or a slap?
It was like, hey, baby, you're getting into this too. I'll kind of slap you in the face a little bit. Like this. Here, I'll do it to you.
And I mean, he never heard from her again.
I liked it.
Hey, I'm sorry, but if you're talking all nasty and kinky, and I do that, and then you go, oh my God.
You crossed a line.
You crossed a line. My dad used to hit me. I don't know what the fuck the problem was. She can suck dick, though. I'll tell you that.
Wow.
Wow. That's not on the show notes.
None of that was on the show notes.
Whoa. Oh,
somehow
my.
We went from The Hangover to you slapping women and pissing off Jewish people.
I didn't slap her.
Wow.
It was a love tap in a sexual heated moment.
Okay. Sorry. Should we play a song?
I think we should take a complete turnaround on this. We should really focus on what this show is about. It's not about rectums. It's not about racism.
Racism.
Well, that's when you're really racist.
I guess.
It's racism.
Wow.
Okay, so the feature artist that we have, and I apologize to Pee-wee already in advance because he's probably embarrassed that we had him on the show.
Oh, God, I feel terrible.
But seriously, we have with us as our featured artist, we're going to play three songs in the interview. It's from Pee-wee Moore. And I'm going to tell you, if somebody that listens to our kind of music, you know, if you have a lot of people that go, you know, I listen to that country, and it's like, you know, Tim McGraw or whatever. And you're like, no, that's not real country. Well, he's real country. I would say Pee-wee Moore is real country.
Yeah, I agree. I checked out these three songs this morning and thought they were fantastic.
Fantastic. So here is Pee-wee Moore interview, and the first song we're going to play is No Place Left to Fall. Kind of like the show.
Kind of.
All right, here we go. No Place Left to Fall by Pee-wee Moore, followed by the interview.
I have swam the deepest ocean just trying to reach the other side. I have looked death straight in the eyes and was not afraid at all. 'Cause when you come from where I do, there just ain't no place left to fall. Standing tall.
you come from where I do. There just ain't no place left to fall. Just ain't no place left to fall. Yeah, when you come from where I do, there just ain't no place left to fall.
All right, welcome everybody back to episode number 37 of It Burns When I Pee. And our special artist, featured artist that is Mr. Pee Wee Moore. Pee Wee, thanks for being on the show, man.
Thanks for having me on the show. I'm pleased to be here.
So we just got done hearing No Place to Fall from the new album, The Leaving Side of Gone. So why don't you tell some of the folks about a little bit about where you're from?
Well, I was born and raised in a town called Fort Oglethorpe, Georgia. It's about 10 minutes south of Chattanooga, Tennessee. And it's pretty much got settler history going back to the Spanish conquistadors and Native American history dating back 6,000 years so far confirmed. And the American Civil War Battle of Chickamauga, which is one of the bloodiest battles in the whole Civil War, took place just about 2 minutes south of there.
Oh, wow. So folks get a little bit of history lesson on this interview. That's awesome. So so when did you first pick up a guitar and decide that you wanted to become a musician? I mean, I'm sure they weren't the same time, but when did you first start picking up a guitar?
Well, I picked up a guitar, I kind of banged on one for, all of my childhood, because just about everybody on my mom's side of the family played and still do, and I didn't really get into it serious until I was about 9 years old. And then I started learning chords and everything else at that point in time and just kept on plucking.
And when did you decide that you wanted to be a musician and that you were going to, really work hard toward doing that?
I think I was 17 years old when I decided I was going to actually be a musician and really give a good shot at it. I was at a Steve Earle show in Chattanooga, and he puts on such a good show. It's just like, I think I really want to do this. I'm gonna give it a shot.
And so who are some of your biggest musical influences that you've had over the years?
One of them, Jennings, Steve Earle, of course, Johnny Cash, Billy Joe Shaver, Townes Van Zandt, Chris Christopherson, Woody Guthrie, and the list keeps it going.
Yeah.
We could probably talk about it.
It's one of those.
For a while.
It's one of those questions that can have an endless answer.
Oh yeah.
So when did you actually start writing your own material, and where do you draw your inspiration from a lot of times?
I started writing word songs when I was about 15. I'd written just music compositions before that, but as far as lyrics and such, I was about 15 years old when I first started writing some songs. And inspiration comes from just about anything. It could be feelings or something I see, or I could be talking to somebody and part of that conversation might, just end up in a song somewhere, or, a place I've been, or it could be just about anything.
Sure. Well, what we're going to do first is we're going to go ahead and play a live cut. I asked you for as much music as I could get from you, and you kind of gave me a link to one of the live recordings of one of your shows, and I was really digging the song called Cotton Picking Women. And can you tell us a little bit about that song, and can you also kind of give folks a little one of the links that they can go to grab some of the live shows that you have recorded?
Yeah, definitely. The song I wrote about my girlfriend, actually. I wrote it for my girlfriend, Sarah. And it's just a fun song. It kind of reminds me a lot of something Johnny Cash would do. And that Me Mad Cat show was, the whole bar there is it's a Johnny Cash themed bar, so it kind of felt appropriate to do it. And people could go to archive.org and just search my name, just Pee Wee Moore, and they can find a list of live stuff that's been recorded around the country.
And we're going to definitely, in the show notes, put a link to that specific live show that we did, because I thought it was really recorded really well. So.
Oh, great. Yeah, it was a Matrix recording by a guy named Aaron Riverdale, and he taped shows all over Austin and probably Texas, for that matter.
All right, well, here is Pee Wee Moore singing Cotton Pickin' Woman, and we'll be right back. Folks, welcome back to the second part of our interview with Pee Wee Moore. And Pee Wee, we got a new thing we've been doing here when we do the interviews, and it's called word association. So what we're going to do is we're going to give you a word, and you need to tell us the first thing that comes to mind.
All right.
Okay, so the first word is Nashville.
Nashville. You know, when I hear about Nashville, I think about Hank Williams and Dave Allen Coe's song, The Ride, where he gets picked up by the ghost of Hank.
There you go.
And, yeah, all the cool country music history that came through there and out of there.
All right. Now, the next one is Tim McGraw.
Fist fight. How about that?
Do what was that?
Fist fight. I don't really care for Tim McGraw or any of the pop country stuff that comes out. Most of the mainstream music machine, country music, I guess you'd call it, it's more pop than it is anything.
Right. And that's, you know, that's what the sole basis of the show when we started out was, kind of like the, you know, pissing on corporate Nashville. And so I like to just plug one, I like to plug one of those in one time. And it's funny when you said that fist fight, because I remember on YouTube, there was a YouTube of Tim McGraw, and some guy had got up on stage, and Tim McGraw, like, didn't do anything until he had, like, five security guards around him. Then all of a sudden he was going to, like, attack this guy. So I got a kick out of that. All right.
Then, his character.
Right, exactly. His macho self.
Yeah.
All right, so the next one is George Takei.
George Takei?
George Takei. Do you know who that is?
No, I don't.
All right, well, that's okay. George Takei was the... he was... the guy on Star Trek, the Orinoco guy on Star Trek. So it's just a little, kind of an inside joke on the show. So we'll throw that one in.
Oh. All right. I missed that on me.
All right. The next one is cockfighting.
Cockfighting. It happens a lot around the Southeast.
There you go. Have you ever been to a live cockfight?
I haven't, but I know several people that have and have been involved.
All right. And the last one is KY Jelly.
KY Jelly.
What
do I do? We really need to say anything? The name says it all.
There you go. All right. Well, and I appreciate you, you know, you're playing along with that one. So what kind of music do you have on your iPod right now, or who are you listening to a lot right now?
I've been listening to a lot of a guy named Cary Allen out of Lubbock, Texas, and he's a songwriter and a painter and a extra professor of art at Texas Tech, and Ray Wiley Hubbard. I don't know if I'm sure some of the people out there listening know about Ray Wiley. He's a really good Texas songwriter, and you know, there's a band I love in Nashville called Porter Hall, Tennessee.
Right. Oh, yeah.
Every time, I can listen to them all the time, really.
Yeah, we had them, I think they were on, like, the third show we ever did. And we saw...
Nice guys. Gary and Molly are some real good friends of mine.
Right. And he... when he was on the show, it was funny. He was sitting at a bar when we did the show. It was hilarious. He was sitting having a drink at a bar when we were recording the interview. But I saw him for the first time a few years ago, and they opened up when they were touring with Hank 3, and instantly dug their sound and the way they gel together. They're super awesome.
Oh, yeah. Gary and Molly have great harmonies and stuff together, too.
Yeah, amazing.
It really captivates you.
So, besides music and performing, what are some of your other hobbies outside of music?
I like hot rods, old cars, motorcycles. I like guns. I collect a lot of various odds and ends, just a bunch of junk, really.
There you go.
That's about it. Music really takes up most of my time. I've been on the road for the last 2 years, pretty much. I hadn't really been at home for over a week at a time. So we've been kind of nonstop, and that's what's taking most of my time up.
That's a good way to have your time getting taken up, though.
Oh, yeah. I wouldn't trade it for anything in the world.
All right, so where can folks go to get more Pee Wee Moore? Where can they go to check out your sites and get a hold of some of your music?
Well, they can go to my main, most updated thing is the myspace.com/PeeWeeMoore. And my website will be revamped and up probably in the next week. It's PeeWeeMoore.com. And you can just Google search Pee Wee Moore, and all kind of crazy stuff will pop up. And pictures and interviews and articles and stuff from the past.
All right, awesome. So the final song that we're going to play is the title track from your latest album, The Leaving Side of Gone. And you know, I really enjoyed the album when you sent it to me. I really appreciate it. I think you have a very unique voice, and you know, lyrically, the songs are pretty powerful. They paint a very good picture. Each one of them do in their own special way. So the song we're gonna play from the album is called "The Leaving Side of Gone." Can you tell us kind of what inspired you to write this song?
Yeah, I can, and thanks for the kind words. I really appreciate it. I just got finished playing with a band called the Tennessee Rounders, and we toured around the Southeast region pretty heavy for about 6 years. And I was about to kind of begin a new chapter in my life with the solo deal, and it just kind of came to me one day, and I probably wrote it down in about 45 minutes. And it kind of just deals with the issue of the whole new deal and setting out on a new adventure.
All right. Well, Pee-wee, thank you very much again for being on the show. Love your stuff, and we'll definitely try to get some people to come check you out. And here is, from the title track, "The Leaving Side of Gone." Thanks again, Pee-wee.
Thank you again, Blake. I sure appreciate it.
Fearing all those late night supers. there's just something I need to tell you. Last night on the roof, before we went out, I slipped something in our Jägermeister.
What?
I'm sorry, I fudged up, guys.
You drugged us?
Oh, I didn't drug you. I was told it was ecstasy.
Who told you it was ecstasy?
The guy I bought it from at the liquor store.
Why would you give us ecstasy?
They have good time, and I knew you guys wouldn't take it. It's just one hit each. I used to do three hits a night.
But it wasn't ecstasy, Alan. It was roofies.
You think I knew that, Stu? The guy I bought it from seemed like he was a real straight shooter.
I'm sorry. You mean the drug dealer at the liquor store wasn't a good guy?
Hey, let's just calm down.
You fucking calm down. He drugged us. I lost a tooth. I married a whore.
How dare you? She's a nice lady.
You are such a fucking moron.
Your language is offensive.
Fuck you.
All right, let's just take a deep breath, okay? All right, seriously, this is a good thing, guys. At least it's not some stranger drugged us for God knows what reason.
Yeah.
Yeah, you're right, Phil. It's totally a good thing. We're so much better off now. Here's something I would like to remind you two of. Our best friend, Doug, is probably face down in a ditch right now with a meth head butt-fucking his corpse.
That's highly unlikely.
All right, that was Pee-wee Moore and The Leaving Side of Gone. Want to thank him for a kick-ass interview and listening to some of his tunes.
Yeah, and I want to apologize to him for having to be on the most inappropriate episode we've probably ever done in our lives.
Yeah, it's been pretty cool.
So, of course, every part of the show, every time we do a show, we like to do a new segment called Bubba's Rant. And Bubba's getting...
Actually, it's called Bubba's 2 Cents.
Oh, Bubba's 2 Cents. Now, what I think is amazing is that Bubba, as he progresses in his podcasting career, he doesn't even take notes anymore.
Nope.
So, Bubba, give me your 2 Cents.
Well... This week, this month, we're going to talk about hospitals. Had a lot of experience with hospitals over the last couple of weeks.
All right.
As you know, my grandpa slipped on the ice last week and fell and broke his hip. Blake and I spent a lot of time up at the hospital that week.
Taking pictures.
And, you know, the whole hospital experience in itself is just completely fucked. You spend all your time sitting and waiting for doctors and for nurses and anything you could possibly need, you have to wait for. Then you go to their cafeteria.
Oh, Lord, the cafeteria. This is where it gets good.
What an experience we had in the cafeteria. So we go in, and we're going down for breakfast. And
it's early in the morning.
I'm hungry.
It's early in the morning.
And your female roommate offers to take us down and buy us breakfast. So I'm jazzed.
Yeah. I'm like, free food?
Free food?
I mean,
fucking A.
For you, you were jazzed about it because it doesn't happen that often.
Yeah.
But for me, I get free food all the time. But nice. It was still pretty cool.
So we go down to the cafeteria, and we get down. And what it boils down to is it's like 8 o'clock in the morning, and the only options you have are donuts, lumpy oatmeal, and biscuits and gravy. There's nothing else there.
I couldn't even get some sausage.
No sausage. No bacon.
Biscuits
no eggs.
And gravy sound good.
No, it did not look
no,
good.
No, it didn't look good.
It looked like somebody regurgitated
it. It had that, like, that film look.
Ooh, no film.
Yeah, yeah.
Ooh,
uh-uh. It just didn't look good. So immediately we're a little pissed off just because we've gone in here and there's nothing good to eat.
We were hoping for free food. We were going to bank on it. We were going to eat like a motherfucker.
So I decide I'm just going to get a Mountain Dew. That's how I roll. Blake decides he's going to do Mountain Dew, a cupcake, and a Rice Krispie treat. The breakfast of champions.
Right. And I'll tell you about the Rice Krispie treat later.
So as we're standing there, I notice this woman standing behind me talking to another woman, and she keeps complaining about these fat-ass bitches.
Oh, and it wasn't just like, hey, Matt, I saw a fat, I'm so pissed at that fat-ass bitch. It wasn't like that at all.
No, she was, like, loud. Talking, I don't know what these women did to her, but she was pissed at these fat-ass bitches. And then it hits both of us that she was a fat-ass bitch.
Right. I mean, she was humongous. Like, I'm not offending fat people, but this is, and you know, I don't mean to interrupt your two
no,
cents,
fine.
But here's exactly what I was saying earlier, is if I would have went up and said, hey, you need to shut your fat ass up, she would have been offended, but yet she was a fat person calling other people fat. So that's why I didn't think the Jew thing was that out of line. Do you get where I'm coming from?
Yeah.
Okay, I'll step out now. The lady had a hairnet, so she worked there.
That's the part that really disturbed me. I didn't even realize it at first, but this woman was an employee of the hospital. And she's going around through her place of business calling people fat-ass bitches. And personally, I was offended.
She wasn't in the back. She wasn't, like, behind the counter. She was right in the middle of the whole thing. And she's like, I never met fat-ass bitches and fat-ass bitches. And, I mean, she was yelling fat-ass bitches with a hairnet on, and she had to have weighed millions of pounds.
She was a big girl.
It was offensive.
And then it only got worse. Because, you know, so we took our Mountain Dew and our cupcakes and Rice Krispie treats, and we sat down and had breakfast with the female roommate. And then we went and waited for my grandpa to have surgery. And during surgery, we decide it's lunchtime.
It's lunchtime, free lunch.
We're hungry. Female roommate offers up the credit card. Go get lunch.
She was doing a puzzle.
Great. We're thinking breakfast sucked. Lunch has got to be better.
Yep.
Boy, were we wrong.
Big time.
Still no good food. It all looked like shit. Blake got a cheeseburger.
Yes.
And French fries that were cold and soggy. And
They were horrible. They were in a cup. You know,
how was the cheeseburger?
The cheeseburger wasn't bad. I mean, it was. They grill it right there in front of you. Leon grilled it for me.
Okay.
And so it wasn't that bad. But the fries, I knew were going to be bad because they were in a cup underneath the heat lamp.
And then I grabbed some onion rings that were in a basket.
They were good.
They were good.
They were good.
I enjoyed the onion rings. And then I go to get a Mountain Dew. And there's no lid. So I yell over to Blake, who's standing in front of the grill.
It was the real Mountain Dew, not the shit that you serve here.
Not this retro.
Not the one with real sugar.
So I yell over at Blake, who's standing in front of the grill, and I said, hey, will you tell these people that they don't have any lids out here?
And I like to help Bubba.
So he tells Leon that they're out of lids, and he says, no problem, we'll take care of it. I literally wait like 7 minutes before they bring any lids out. It's just ridiculous.
My fries are even colder now because...
So then we go get in line, and there's like three registers set up, and only one of them working. It's 12 o'clock. It's lunch on a Saturday.
Right, at the hospital.
You know it's going to be busy. You need to staff appropriately.
Right.
So when we get up to the cashier finally...
This is where I go
finally,
off.
Finally.
This is where I go off.
Blake says to the lady, and he turns on the old Clayton.
Oh, wait,
charm.
No, stop. I don't mean to stop you, but you have to go back and explain why we were waiting, because this pisses me off, too.
Oh, that's right.
I'm a nice guy, all right? There was a lady in a wheelchair, okay? Her wheelchair wouldn't fit through the cashier aisle. So she's like 20 feet away, and they're like, you know, and so I'm like, go ahead and take care of them. You know, we'll wait. We've already waited 15 minutes for lids. You know, no problem. So the lady, like, tells her what she has. She yells it across, tells her what she has. The lady types it in. And then the lady's wheelchair pusher lady pushes her over to a table, sets her down, and gets her to start eating. Well, I can't get my shit rung up.
Because they're waiting on her money.
So I was trying to be nice.
Should have just put it on the female roommate's card.
Yeah, I was almost about ready to do that.
Should have paid for it.
She just said, you know what? The fattest bitch, I'll pay for her food. But I didn't. Okay, I'm sorry. I interrupted you again. Right. Now carry on with my charm.
So
you're talking about how charming
I am. So we finally get up there, and Blake turns on the old Clayton charm and says to the girl, so, since we had to wait so long, are you going to let us have an employee discount? And besides, these fries suck.
Well, they did.
She says to him, I'll give you my employee discount, and I'll give you the fries for free. And we're thinking, score.
Right. I'm thinking,
that's awesome.
It ain't my money, but I'm saving, you know, the roommate money, which is going to come back to me eventually.
So we pay, and we go sit down at the table to eat our not-so-great lunch. And Blake happens to look at the receipt to see how much the employee discount amounted to. You know how much it amounted to? 80 fucking cents. That's what the employee discount was.
How much was the total bill?
It was like $8.50.
So it was 10%.
10%. 80 cents we saved.
And what did we do?
We got free fucking crap French fries.
Right. So for 80 cents, we waited 7 minutes for lids, had nothing to choose from for breakfast, waited for a fat ass bitch to go sit down. I don't know when she decided she was going to pay. So for being polite, for being patient, 81 cents we saved.
Yeah. It wasn't a good experience.
And if I were you, I'd rant about it.
You know, the other thing that annoys me at hospitals is when you're when you're in a room and you're with your nurse or your doctor or whoever.
And she doesn't put her finger in your rectum.
Yeah, that's not exactly where I was going.
Oh.
Got me off track there. Anyway.
Good. I'm glad I didn't finish the comment.
Is when they leave the room and they leave your door wide open. You're in a hospital. You're obviously – something is wrong with you.
You're sitting in a gown.
Yeah, you're sitting in a chair. And let's face it, people, I don't care how attractive you are. You're not hot in a hospital gown. You're just not.
I'll send you a link.
Honey, you were hot.
I'll send you a link.
You know what I'm saying.
Hey, I'll send you a link to a porno where the girl was hot in a gown.
But you don't want complete strangers walking by your room and checking you out in your hospital gown.
Because I'm the guy that walks down the hall, and I can't help but look in each of the rooms. I can't. I just I can't help but do it. So
it's like I want to just look at these people and say, were you born in a fucking barn? Shut the door.
There he goes, being
and
racist.
And it wasn't
again.
Like they left it cracked.
No, they left it
they
wide
left it
open.
Wide open.
It was ridiculous. Terrible.
So no bedside manners.
No bedside manner.
Half-assed.
And then... when my grandpa had his surgery, he wanted to be moved up in the bed. And he asked me and my dad if we'd move him up in the bed. And I said, well, I'm not moving you. You've got a broken hip. So I went out to the nurse's station and told him, you know, hey, my grandpa's in bed and he's uncomfortable. He wants somebody to just move him up a little bit in the bed. And I don't feel comfortable doing that. And the lady said, no problem. I'll get somebody right down there. Half an hour later, nobody had come down there. Now, I understand that hospitals are busy, but you need to staff appropriately. There are people all across this country who are unemployed, looking for work. By God, hire some people. You can't tell me that these hospitals don't have enough money to hire appropriate staffing levels. It's ridiculous. I'm done. That's it. I'm just stopping cold. I'm starting to get pissed off.
All right,
well, and the doctor kind of looked... She looked like she should have been flying the
life flight helicopter.
She looked like she had just woke up and throw some wrinkly clothes on.
Here's a word for you. She looked disheveled.
Disheveled.
That's impressive. I am like a podcasting thesaurus.
Wow, even another one.
My God.
Booyah!
Wow.
And with that, I'm going to give you the contact information.
Yeah.
I know you're upset. I know you're razzled right now. You usually do the contact information.
Yeah, I appreciate that. I'm mad at the world.
Folks, here's the deal. You want to listen to us, you go to ibwip.com, which if you're listening to us, unless you're on iTunes, all right, go to Facebook, search IBWIP for our fan page, be a friend, make a fucking comment.
We're getting quite a few fans.
138.
Yeah, we're moving up in the world.
We even have fans that are helping us get fans.
Yeah, that's awesome.
I'm talking about.
Tell your friends.
Tell your friends about the most inappropriate show you've ever heard
life,
and they just continually ran on because they love to talk. You can also email us. Hey, if you're offended by this episode, or if you love this episode, you can email me, blake@ibwip.com. Again, for those rednecks who don't know how to read, how's that for offensive? I'm just going with it for now. I'm getting heated now, too.
If we're going to get banned, we're going to get banned for a reason.
Fuck yeah. Shit yeah. blake@ibwip.com.
How do you spell com?
C-O-M.
Thanks.
Not C-U-M. God.
Perverts.
.com. And if you especially want to email Uncle Bubba, that's UncleBubba@ibwip.com.
And you still can't email Mrs. Bubba because none of you fuckers have sent me an email yet. So she hasn't gotten her own email address.
Yeah, the last show, in case you didn't listen, which I don't know why you wouldn't. God, we're being rude. That's why we don't get any fan buttons.
Yeah, probably.
Okay, so the deal is when Uncle Bubba gets his first email that's a legitimate email, I have to preface that.
Yeah, it's got to be legit.
Then Mrs. Bubba will get her own email address.
She's really wanting her own email address from people.
And earlier you were talking about the store, the Burns and IP store.
Yeah.
And I want to tell you something, okay? I'm not trying to toot my own horn. I know stuff is expensive. because it is, because I can't even buy my own shit. But these are good-looking shirts.
They are good-looking shirts.
And in actuality, we have a new shirt that's going to be unveiled February 1st.
I can't wait.
And it's another Uncle Bubba shirt. It's even better than the first one. I'd like to thank the person who bought the first one, Renee.
Absolutely, Renee. Thank you.
And thank you for sending the picture of your bazoobas in the shirt.
Yeah, I really enjoyed that.
And then I'd like to thank Nicole, because she bought a shirt as well just recently and was nice enough to send us.
And she's even a new listener.
She's a new listener. She's a virgin listener.
And she went out and bought the shirt.
And they're cool shirts. She bought a Southmouth shirt. So thanks to those two young, fine young ladies with great bazoobas.
Glad somebody is buying our stuff.
I take it back, because Mrs. Bubba, at one time, you did buy a shirt.
I did buy a shirt. And I still wear it.
Right.
I still wear it.
So thank you. And you didn't even get an employee discount of 81 cents.
No, I didn't.
Okay, so people probably like, okay, shut the fuck up. Where do you go to the store? Well, you can go to our MySpace page, which is myspace.com/ or /. I don't know what the fuck, which...
It's a backslash.
Okay, well, the people say forward slash. People say, I don't care. There's a slash button. There's only one of them. Put that. And then put...
There's two of them.
It burns on IP86. Fuck you. And so on our MySpace page, there is a link to the store. We're also going to put it in the show notes. We've got coffee mugs. People drink coffee.
I'm drinking coffee right now, and I don't have one of your mugs. I better go buy one.
We have... boxer shorts. We have thong, ba thong, thong, thong.
Thong, ba thong. Ooh, the thong song.
The thong song.
Cisco.
And we have an array of different style shirts. And we also unveiled recently, if you have a dog, because a dog is a man's best friend. Dog is God spelled backwards. I don't know if you know that or not, but that's how it is. If you have a dog that is a member of your family that you love, and that probably when you put on it burns an IP, and they probably
with your dog. And exactly. It's a family show.
You can buy a dog T-shirt now. So that's about that. If you want to follow us on Twitter, that's why I don't do the contact information, because it takes so fucking long.
Yeah, it does.
So we got twitter.com/IBWIPCOM. And our dial-in number, which Leon used, thank you, Leon, is 206-339-8419. It's free.
Please don't leave us offensive messages.
I don't even care if it's offensive. You can call and leave the most offensive
message. You're not the one who's getting yelled at.
All right. I want somebody to leave me. If I offended them, leave me an offensive message. How's that?
Blake wants to be offended.
I want to be offended.
Good luck trying to do that.
Those are the many ways to get a hold of us here at Burns and IP.
And yet nobody gets a hold of us. I don't get it.
Except Paul, and he's probably on vacation.
Paul's probably on vacation in Amsterdam.
Right, exactly.
He probably forgot to check and see if one of those chicks had a stick swinging between her legs.
I love Paul. I miss him. Paul, we miss you.
Paul, you need to get on Facebook. We want to be Facebook buddies.
Yeah, so we can send you links.
Yeah.
You know what, I'm gonna go there. So, all right, we've ran it on. We've had Bubba's 2 cents. We've talked about the pole dancing. We better start playing some music, because that's what the people are here for.
Sounds good. All right, this next song is called Riven of Pain. It's by Heinrich 13 and the Devil Grass Pickers. And just for everybody out there who doesn't know what Riven means...
Which I was me. It was me, okay? I don't know German.
It means something that is torn apart by pain.
Like my heart. It's been torn apart by pain.
So sad.
So this song means a lot to me. No, Heinrich 13, they have a website. We will put the link up on the show notes. They also have like a death metal band. Like they sent me the promo CD, and it's like this kind of music, with honk tonk, you know, hee-haw.
And then all of a sudden,
and I was like, well, all right. And I was like, it caught me off guard. I almost pissed my pants, but it was pretty jamming. I mean, if you're pissed off, you know,
good stuff.
So the band can, you know, they go both ways. So, not that way. That's why nobody's sending us music either.
Yeah, probably.
So here is Heinrich 13 and the Devil Grass Pickers with their song
Riven of Pain.
Also translated as Torn Apart by Pain.
There you go.
All right, kick it in gear. Go.
college.
All right, I want to talk about something.
All right.
I'd like to say something that I've prepared tonight.
All right, Alan.
Hello. How about that ride in? I guess that's why they call it Sin City. You guys might not know this, but I consider myself a bit of a loner. I tend to think of myself as a one-man wolf pack. But when my sister brought Doug home, I knew he was one of my own. And my wolf pack, it grew by one. So where there were two of us in the wolf pack. I was alone first in the pack, and then Doug joined in later. And 6 months ago, when Doug introduced me to you guys, I thought, wait a second, could it be? And now I know for sure, I just added two more guys to my wolf pack.
All right.
Four of us wolves running around the desert together in Las Vegas, looking for strippers and cocaine. So tonight, I make a toast.
Oh, what? What do you got there?
What the fuck are you doing?
What is that?
Blood Brothers.
God damn it.
Why did you?
Here.
Alan.
No, I'm not doing that.
Go ahead, Stuart.
Make him stop.
Alan, we're not going to cut ourselves. Give me the knife. Slowly. Thank you.
God.
Okay. Thank you very much.
You all right? Are you okay? Mm-hmm. Do you need a doctor?
Mm-mm. He's fine. He's good.
You sure?
I'm good.
Perfect. Alan, come here, buddy.
Get in here, crazy.
Well, this place smells like piss and candle wax. Abandon all hope if you came with a plan. It wasn't always this way. It wasn't always this way. Lie naive to tell me it's getting better someday. Well, this place smells like broken dreams, carried off by evil things. Liars and thieves lay waste to the innocent. It wasn't always this way. It wasn't always this way. Lie naive to tell me it's getting better someday. And this place smells like this place smells like this place smells like shit. This place smells like this place smells like this place. This place smells like evil. This place smells like evil, and it's choking me. It wasn't always this way. It wasn't always this way. Lie naive to tell me it's getting better someday. It wasn't always this way. It wasn't always this way. Lie naive and run away. It's getting better someday.
All right, folks, I know you're all truly disappointed, but this is the last segment of the show. We just got done hearing Piss and Candle Wax by Ando and the Jolly Barrels.
Gotta love it.
They're jolly.
Jolly Barrels.
And I'll tell you, you know, at first, when I heard that there was going to be, you know, primarily an accordion, I was leery. I'll be honest with you.
Yeah, I was too.
But I tell you what, it rocked out.
Yeah, it was pretty good. I liked it.
I wonder if... Because I thought about going and starting to play the banjo, because I was wanting to get chicks. Because I think banjo players get a lot of chicks, probably.
Think? You just think podcasters got a lot of chicks.
Okay, nobody can be wrong twice in a row.
Yeah.
But I'm wondering if the accordion is the way to go.
Give it a shot, man.
All right. So
Good luck. You'll be the only accordion player in Peoria.
I know. There's another one somewhere. So, again, thank you, Ando and the Jolly Ranchers.
The Jolly Barrels.
It's because we were talking about Jolly Ranchers.
That would be Ando and the Jolly Barrels,
thank
not the
you.
Ranchers.
I'm sorry. It's this real sugar Mountain Dew that I'm drinking.
Blame
I apologize.
Mountain Dew again.
I offended somebody again. How about we just go on to the next subject?
That's a good idea. Let's talk about what's coming up for IBWIP.
What is coming up?
Well, you know, next month is February, which means Valentine's Day.
Oh, Jesus Christ, eminently.
For those of you who have been listening to this show over the last 3 years, everybody knows that the Valentine's Day episode is Blake's absolute favorite.
It's my absolute favorite because I like to say, fuck you, Valentine's Day. Fuck you, Hallmark. Fuck you, people in love. We're going to play songs about killing the person that supposedly loved you.
Yeah, so along with that, for all the listeners out there, if you know of any songs or have any favorite songs that are about lovers that go out and mutilate each other, send some ideas our way. We play them on our show.
Yeah, I've got,
we got some.
I've got some. Believe me, because they're my favorite. I hate fucking Valentine's Day. I might just...
You can tell already that episode's going to be an interesting one.
I put more effort into the Valentine's Day episode than I do the Halloween episode, and that Halloween episode is my little baby.
Yeah.
I put more effort into the fucking Valentine's
Day. Yeah, we're going to have
angry.
To...
Segment 3 pissed me off.
My God, man.
Yeah.
You need
angry?
A real Mountain Dew?
I'm pissed.
You want a real Mountain Dew?
No, I'll be all right.
Smoke a cigarette.
Okay. So, yeah. So, the release date for that, when are we going to have that?
That will be on February the 26th.
And people are probably like, well, that's stupid. Why would you have the Valentine's Day special 2 weeks after Valentine's Day?
That is a good question. Why
well,
is that, Blake?
I'm going to answer it for you. I am not going to submit to that commercial holiday and make my episode, which I created, along with the help of you guys, of course, I'm not going to be part of that fucking day.
Well, there you go. So 2 weeks later, you can help us
so
celebrate.
2 weeks later, you can be
unhappy Valentine's Day.
Oh, ooh, show title possibly.
I like yes. that.
All right. Speaking of holidays,
nice segue.
Thank you very much. Uncle Bubba just celebrated a birthday not too long ago.
I did the big 37,
and I thought 37,
37.
I thought it was older than that.
Thanks.
No problem. I thought it would be cool to talk about who he shares a birthday with. Okay, so I went online, and I personally did not find that many cool people. Like, the first person I found was Joan of Arc. Who is she? Was she some kind of biblical person?
No.
Okay, so if I say something offensive, I won't get, you know...
No, she has nothing to do with the Bible.
I won't insult any...
She was a historical figure.
She shaved her hair off?
She's
a skinhead, so now I'm going to offend them.
You're going to piss off the Nazis.
I'm going to piss off the Nazis again.
Then she went with either the French or the German. The Germans, and she went over to the war and killed people, and somehow they found out she was a woman, so they came back and burned her at the stake, and that's all I know.
Well, I take that back. It was kind of a cool
person. Pretty cool shit.
Yeah.
There are other cool people.
Have you ever seen The Legend of Billie Jean?
Billie Jean.
No, not the Michael Jackson song. No, don't get him singing Michael Jackson again.
You've seen The Legend of Billie Jean.
But Christian Slater is in it.
Christian Slater.
Good God, will you shut him up?
All right.
It was a good movie, and they talked about Joan of Arc in that movie.
Yes, they did.
Okay, so the other person that I found was that king lady who, not Martin's wife. The tennis player. What was her name?
Billie Jean King.
Billie Jean is not my lover. See?
Nice segue again. That's great.
I am
the... There were several other people I found.
Okay, you have to talk about Billie Jean King and what she did. Billie Jean...
She was a female tennis player.
And she was famous? She was good.
No, she was famous because she beat a guy.
Who wasn't good.
Yeah, I can't remember what his name was.
He had glasses. He looked like Woody Allen.
Yeah.
Okay, so that's kind of cool. Not really. And then the other one I found was, do you notice how I don't remember any of the names of the people I found? The lady who was the mother on that show with Valerie Bertinelli.
One Day at a Time.
Who had the really creepy Mr. Fix-It Man.
Schneider.
What was
her
name?
And her name was Bonnie Franklin.
What else did Bonnie Franklin do? In her whole
life? She died.
How do you know she died? Seriously?
Didn't she die?
I don't know. I didn't look to see if she was still alive.
He didn't care.
I thought she died.
I'm probably offending somebody because she probably died of like toe cancer or something.
But you know, she's not even the coolest old sitcom star that shares my birthday. There's one cooler than Bonnie Franklin.
And that is her.
I'm going to give you a name, and let's see if you can figure out who he was. Vic Tayback.
He was an Italian who was on the sitcom.
Come on.
Some kind of mafia sitcom.
No.
He was an Italian guy.
All right.
He was Italian, right?
I don't know if he's Italian.
Do you have a big nose?
He owned Mel's Diner.
Oh.
On Alice.
Kiss my grits.
Yes, that's Florence Jean Castleberry.
You know what? That show, you know, always freaked me out about that show. Who was the main character? What was her name?
Alice.
Alice.
Thus the name of the show being
her
Alice.
Her son was
Tommy.
Creepy.
Tommy was a little creepy.
He was creepy. He had huge teeth.
Who played Tommy?
I don't know. And then you had the wacky waitress, Vera.
Vera.
And then you had the slutty one, Florence Jean Castleberry.
You know, I would have fucked Vera before.
Way before Florence Jean Castleberry.
Because I didn't want whatever she had, and she was too loud and obnoxious. I want that frail, scared one.
Yeah.
So I can slap her.
I also share a birthday with Gabrielle Reese.
Wait for it.
You don't know who Gabrielle Reese is.
No, I don't know who anybody is.
She's the best female beach volleyball player of all time.
She's got nice legs.
How did I
not
know that?
She's got great legs. She was on Gary Unmarried last week.
Oh. Well, happy birthday to her, because she just had her birthday recently.
Carl Sandburg shared my birthday.
Ooh, that's close to home.
It is. Carl Sandburg College, just right up the road.
In Galesburg. They have historical monuments.
And one of my personal favorites is I share a birthday with John Singleton, who wrote Boys in the Hood, which was a great movie.
In a hood, way before the movie. That's from a rap song.
That was a great movie.
That was good. Who's the black guy? It wasn't Denzel Washington.
It's Ice Cube.
It had Ice Cube. Oh,
Lawrence Fishburne was in it.
Lawrence Fishburne. But Ice Cube, my favorite line of that movie, now that I remember it, is when they were little boys and that the gangsta guy took the football away from baby Ice Cube. So he was like, Cube. And the macho big brother said, give my brother's ball back.
And that's your favorite line in
the
movie.
That's my favorite line in the movie.
That was a good line. That was a good scene, though.
Lawrence Fishburne was bigger than that.
Lawrence Fishburne was fantastic.
Yeah, he was very
trying to keep his son on the straight
and
narrow.
Yeah, keep him on the straight and narrow. But what
Cuba
happened?
Gooding Jr. that was
Pardon?
In it?
Yeah, Cuba yeah. Gooding Jr. was in it.
Okay.
Great movie.
I get Lawrence Fishburne and Samuel L. Jackson mixed up.
You know, as long as we're on the discussion of January 6th, I got a couple other little
facts.
Oh,
I'm sorry.
Here,
you got
like
some
to,
other tidbits?
Like
of, okay.
The Telegraph was first demonstrated by Samuel Morse on my birthday in 1838.
Wow.
Pretty cool. Dizzy Gillespie. He died on my birthday.
I'll blow up your mouth like I was Dizzy Gillespie.
Teddy Roosevelt, former president of the United States, died on my birthday.
Maybe my birthday would have said that Bonnie Chick was dead. Maybe she didn't die.
Yeah, it doesn't say anything. All I know is, you're right, man. My birthday sucks.
Well, just wait till my birthday is not cool either. So
I hope Mrs. Bubba's got cool people. She should have a birthday. Well.
Otherwise, we're gonna have to blow that.
George Washington.
You ruined it. Why don't you wait for it? Wait for it.
Because we're going to talk about it next month.
All right. Sorry about that.
That's okay. Screw my whole show
there's
up.
There's many more. There's many
All right.
More.
So we said earlier there's going to be a surprise, right? And the surprise is I'm going to give you a lighter.
Thank you. I appreciate
no.
that.
The surprise is we are going to make a phone call. And we're going to make a phone call to someone who is a very special friend.
Friend of the show.
She was actually on an episode.
Yeah.
And it was the pharmony.com episode. And her name is Kara Clark. Kara has a new album coming out.
Yeah, I'm excited.
On February 17th. So.
Sinning.
She was crazy enough to give me her phone number. So
Boy, that's brave.
So we're going to call her. We're going to call Kara on her home number. That's how cool I am.
Yeah, you're pretty cool.
Leave a message and I'll call you.
Voice
message, press 1, or just wait for the tone.
Wow.
So cool, you got her voice.
Change, press 2 now.
Wow.
Oh, that's fucking radio gold. You're talking about how fucking cool you are, and she's send you to voicemail.
I know. Hey, what's going on with that? All right, so thank you for leaving us on voicemail.
Listen, I think I ignored you.
Well,
that was great.
That's what Bubba was just saying. Bubba was like, you're hot shit. You know Kara Clark, and you have her home number. And then I dial it up, and you don't answer.
Oh, that was classic.
I ignore. I was like, I don't have time to talk. No.
I'm too famous. I'm too famous for it burns when I pee.
Exactly.
She doesn't even try to hide it.
So, congratulations on your new album that's coming out.
Thank you. Finally. Thank you.
I find it ironic that you were on an episode of It Burns When I Pee, and then poof, all of a sudden you get a record deal.
I think that you had something to do with it, actually, and you're just not taking any credit.
Oh, believe me, if I had something to do with it, we'll take a lot of credit for it. So why don't you take a few minutes and just kind of tell us how this all came about. I'll start the story. The story is I called you and I had you on It Burns When I Pee, and the world heard you, and then you just carry on the rest of the real story.
Pretty much how it happened. Everybody was like, we heard you, and wow, it's Tom. Actually, I struggled. I've been down here 8 years, and just constant. I have a lot of fans, but, you know, as far as the business and the music, well, you know, oh, God, now you're too rock, or, you know, whatever. They've called me too everything, too controversial, too in your face.
We like controversy.
It's ridiculous. But, you know, I've stayed, and I'm strong, and I never changed, and I was, it's been a few months ago, I was doing a gig just here in town, and it didn't go well, to be honest, it really didn't, the crowd was not into me, but there just happened to be someone there that was, and gave my name and my MySpace link, and ended up getting picked up by Lord Entertainment, and they're here, and they could completely said, here, go. So we re-recorded and remastered and remixed, but I had full control over it, and they let me do, you know, I wrote the whole record. It was all the same songs. We added some, but mainly all the ones I've been plugging along, and they love it. They haven't asked me to change anything as far as the artistic side of Kara Clark. The business side, they're controlling, and that's fine, because I don't want to deal with that part. I hate that part.
Right.
But the artistic side, the writing, the music, the imagery, the everything, I have complete control of it. And they are backing me 1,000%. And bam, I mean, releasing a record.
She's vibrating. You were vibrating.
I know. I'm very popular.
Oh. So, you know, and when we talked about having you call and get on the show, just to, you know, kind of get back with you, and, you know, because I wanted to toot my own horn about, you know, getting the deal after, you know, being on the show and everything. I was kind of worried that they weren't going to let you be on the show, but you said, hell no, I'm going to be on the show again, right?
Yeah, no, they said hell yeah. I mean, they really, really don't try to cage me at all. I mean, I can't be completely obnoxious, but my personality is my personality, you know, and my image is my image. It's not a gimmick. It's me 24 hours a day, and they support it. So, you know, even like Sinan being the release, the single, and, you know, me, I think it's silly that people get scared of that song, mm-hmm. but they just say, go, you know, yeah, that's your hit. Let's go with it. And if it scares people, then, you know, they can listen to something else for all we're, you know, all we're concerned. So, no, they... No, I told them I'm doing the show, and they support me completely.
Well, they probably won't after they hear this episode.
Yeah, if they listen to this episode, it's all downhill from here.
It's been really offensive. And so I want you to tell your man.
I'm giving them the lead. I'm
not going to tell them I was on it. I don't want them to.
Right.
Yeah. No, but.
I told them I was doing Ryan Seacrest tonight. Oh, please, can't do that.
This is American Idol. No. And you know, we just we're gonna put a link up to your like, I guess you call it like a promo video. What do you call it? What's the technical term?
Yeah, EPK.
Oh, EPK. Yeah. That's how in the biz.
That's how the biz talks.
That's
yeah, you need to get the terminology correct.
But
I don't even know what it is. Electronic press kit, actually.
Oh.
I think in the olden days, you sent a folder with, you know, a picture, a CD, and a bio, and now they just do it all electronically, and it just goes on your website, and whoever wants to, you know, check you out, it's like 3-minute bio is what it is.
That's pretty cool, and it was also, you had some help by one of our other good friends of the show, and I have his number, and I'll call him, too, and just approve it. No, but Blake Judd, Blake Judd helped out.
Yeah, I talked to Blake, actually, because I saw, you know, Hank 3's EPK a year ago, or maybe more than that, and I saw the Judd Films had done it, and I checked out Blake, and I liked, you know, he did the Seven Signs documentary, a lot of the Southern, you know, influence music, and I was like, I'm Southern, I'm from West Virginia, and there's no one, you know, really female anyway coming out of that state, and they support me back there, so I thought, well, I'll just get with him and see if he'd be interested in, you know, working with me. And then, like, a year went by, and when all of this started happening, yeah, he was the first person I called, and brought him down to Nashville, and we did it here, and did a great job, and we're actually shooting a video for Tenon in probably 2 weeks, and Judd Films is going to do that as well.
Sweet. Well, I'll let you, since you're so busy and you keep vibrating, I'll let you get back to being world famous. But I wanted to call and I wanted to say congratulations, and I wanted to play the lead cut from the new album, and I'll put a link up, and it comes out February 17th. Am I correct?
Yes, February 17th.
Sweet. So we will get everything out there and pimp it out for you. And again, congratulations. And
thank you.
Like I said, if I were you, I wouldn't let your manager know anything about this episode.
I'll give her a different link.
Yeah, give her a link to the first episode that you were on.
Yeah, yeah.
Not this one.
I said too many times in that one. I had to rethink it. Even my daughter, right before I talked to you tonight, she's like, "Mom, don't say so many times." I was like, "All right, I got this." So, no, my manager, she rocks. She completely rocks and supports me just being me, which is what I've always just wanted to do.
And that's another reason why we're promoting the fact that you got signed and stuff, because you're doing it your way and you're not letting the machine take control of everything. So much respect for that. And as always,
thank you.
You're a total hottie. And
even with my hoarse voice, thank you.
That makes it sexier, to be honest with you.
It's sexy. It's my sexy voice.
All right. Well, thank you for using your sexy voice. And you take care, and we'll talk to you soon.
Alright, thanks.
Alright, bye-bye.
Bye-bye.
So, see, she did answer the phone eventually. She called back.
Yeah, but you gotta admit, that was funny.
That was funny that she didn't call. So, we have had a great show, I think. We had Pee-wee Moore, kick-ass artist.
Had some good music.
Had some good music.
Some great dialogue.
Some dialogue that will definitely get us into some kind of trouble, I'm sure. Offend somebody. But
next month's episode might be banned from the internet.
Banned from podcasting.
Yeah.
That's all right. We'll start a newsletter.
There you go. Actually, you used to do a newsletter.
I did?
Yeah, you used to email out the newsletter.
Oh, yeah. That takes a lot of time. I don't have people. Like, Kara has people now.
Yeah.
I don't have
people. We need people.
Anybody wants to be our people? A posse. Like, remember we talked about?
Yeah.
Posse.
Gotta have a posse.
See how we can go and segue back into shows that we've done.
That's here. Right.
We can connect everything.
Need the IBWIP posse.
We're gonna have a rap song. It's the I to the B to the WIP.
Very nice.
That sounded good.
You were supposed to lay down some funky. It's the I to the B to the WIP.
I don't rap well.
Well, you're supposed to go.
I can't freestyle. Maybe we should work on writing one, though.
And it burns an IP rap. Well, nobody wants to hear any rap right now. What they want to hear is Kara Clark's title track from her new album, Sinnin. It comes out February 17th.
You going to just skip over the thank yous?
Oh. Well, I guess I'm going to thank everybody. No.
And, you know, you also forgot to mention another EP release.
It's this shitty Mountain Dew.
I'll tell you what, here, let me just take over. Okay, just want to remind everybody that first, Kara's album, Sinnin, comes out on February 17th, so make sure you check that out. And then Owen Mays also has a new album coming out. It's entitled Red, Wine, and White Lines, and that's out now. And you can send him a message at myspace.com/Owen Mays to get a copy.
And we're going to put a link up, and we're probably going to play another song from that album on the Valentine's Day episode.
Yeah.
So Owen's a good guy, and he's been pimping us.
Yeah.
And pimping ain't easy, believe me.
Got to keep your pimp hand strong.
My pimp hand is not strong. It is not strong.
Your pimp hand is weak.
My pimp hand is only slapping my penis. That's about all my pimp hand pimps. Yeah. Thank you, Bubba, for being on the show.
My pleasure, as usual.
Mrs. Bubba, thank you for your enlightened conversation.
You're welcome.
You're getting better and better every episode.
Well, thank you.
I think she was offended. Like, I was trying to compliment her. She's like, I was great the first time, yeah, that's right. Ass munch. So,
yeah, that's kind of what I got, too.
We wanted to thank the guys at Verbal Abuse.
Our brothers from another mother up in the Great White North.
Good day, eh?
Good day, eh?
Take off.
Go they drink, don't talk a, like go drink that. A Molson.
They don't talk like that.
You think that? Do you guys drink Molson up there? Isn't that the big Canadian beer?
They whack seals in the head. I know that.
I do know that the guys are big hockey fans. I've actually talked to them a little bit on Facebook. They've got their own hockey page on Facebook, which is pretty cool.
A hockey page.
Yeah. Hockey Night on Facebook.
What was that again?
Hockey Night on Facebook.
You just probably put that in the search engine.
You sure can.
Wow. That's awesome. We're going to thank the three listeners that we have left after this show.
Think there will be three?
I listen to the show. Mrs. Bubba listens to the show.
We listen to the show.
Yeah.
That's
yeah.
three.
I guess that's yep. three. We sit here and do the show, and then we sit here and listen to the show.
And we think, God, he's funny. That was really funny.
Yeah, you know, that's the really frustrating part of this, is after we get done taping it, we sit here and go, man, that episode was fantastic, and we're all, like, really jazzed and pumped about it, and then we get no fan feedback. All right, we're like, did anybody even listen?
All right, let's stop that train of thought, and let's stop thinking all positive.
Oh, because I don't think this... This episode's in the shitter.
This episode sucked ass, and nobody will tell us.
This one was not very positive.
I liked it. I liked it a lot.
I liked it a lot.
And thank you for the people who have been purchasing merchandise.
Buy more. Lots and lots.
I would like to see a picture sent to me of a young lady with the Burns and IP thong on.
Front view or back view?
You better do both just to be safe. Because we need to know how it fits.
Absolutely.
It's strictly for marketing purposes.
Yep.
Strictly. So, I forgot to ask.
It's market research.
Market research. There you go. We've rambled on enough, I think.
I think so.
And I think it is time to play for our final song tonight. Now we can play it.
That's right.
Kara Clark's new song, Sinnin'?
Sinnin'.
I never do any sinnin'.
Yeah.
All right. Peace out, y'all.
Later.
Thanks, guys.
Bye. She ain't the drinking kind. She never done one damn thing she ever felt she had to hide. Oh, she never run away. She paid me for my slump to the night. She'll never drink again. But she needs a drink that's gonna take the face the devil when she leaves. Cause hell walks on this earth and it's waiting at home for her. And in the morning she'll be better to be forgiven. But tonight she's sick. She's sinning.
but she needs the strength that's gonna take to face the devil as she is.